Not everyone liked Philip Roth. His fiction could be rude and brilliant, sometimes misogynistic, but also angry with all humanity, often bitingly funny. Like him or not, Roth was one of the towering figures of American fiction. He died last night at the age of 85. Roth was often referred to as a Jewish American writer, though he bristled at that. He said he wanted to be known as an American writer who described a uniquely American experience. His writing also spoke to an immigrant experience, so we called up two writers, both Russian immigrants to the U.S., who felt a connection to Philip Roth. One of them, Sasha Senderovich, wrote this on Facebook, quote, "I first read Portnoy's Complaint at age 20 on my first trip back to Russia after living in America for 4 years. I laughed hysterically. In retrospect, I missed a huge amount of nuance, but I think the laughter made me somehow feel American for the first time." End quote. Here's Sasha.
Probably one of the things that spoke to me then was that Philip Roth, being the first generation American Jewish writer, was in some ways closer to me as a first generation immigrant. And Alexander Portnoy's family, the loudness of the family, the invasion of personal space by members of the family, the kind of neurosis that living in such close quarters with the anxieties of being Jewish in a, you know, hostile environment at that point. For many of those things reminded me of being Jewish in the Soviet Union and being a Russian Jewish immigrant in America.
Senderovich made a second trip to Russia that year, and he had another seminal Roth experience. It was 2002, and he was flying from Moscow to London with a stopover in Zurich.
So I remember arriving at the airport in Moscow, and I had all kinds of troubles because this was 2002. They were stopping me on the street all the time because I thought I looked like a Chechen terrorist. The car, which, you know, was taking me to the airport, was stopped at the sort of on the highway because they also kind of facially profiled me. So there's all sorts of like ways in which getting to the airport was difficult. So I was starting to be paranoid that I'll never make it out of Russia, which is a fear common to, I guess, immigrants. When you return, you can make it back. So I remember, and I had just read all of the Zuckerman trilogy by Philip Roth, the end of which is this epilogue, which is a little novella called The Prague Orgy, the protagonist of which is this American writer who goes to Prague during the communist period in the 1970s to take out a manuscript by this writer who was killed during the war, and he wants to bring it back to America. And he's sitting in the airport in Prague in the 1970s, and he's thinking, Swiss air, the sweetest word in the English language. So I remember getting to the airport in Moscow, you know, and they were announcing flights to other parts of the former Soviet Union. And then suddenly there was like my flight to Zurich on Swiss air. I'm like, ah, I get it. This is how it felt.
Philip Roth sort of defines the Jewish American writer, and he has a kind of a monopoly on being that figure.
That's Anya Yulenich, a Russian-born American writer. A couple of years ago, she came out with a graphic novel called Lena Finkel's Magic Barrel. There's a scene in the book where her protagonist, who's also a female Russian-Jewish immigrant writer, is on a Greyhound bus. She falls asleep, and she has a nightmare that the passenger sitting next to her is Philip Roth.
She sees Philip Roth, an elderly Philip Roth, sitting in the Greyhound bus seat next to her, and she says, oh my God, Philip Roth, is that really you? Aren't you too famous to be taking a Greyhound? Listen, I love your books. You and I are so much alike. It's like we had the same parents. And then Philip Roth says, oh, stop that. You're nothing like me. First, you're a woman, and then not even a pretty one. Second, you're an immigrant. You've only been to a psychiatrist once. You're a perverse hybrid of Alexander Portnoy and his mother, an ugly creature, Finkel. And then she gets really mad and she says, you're so mean. Guess what? I hated Exit Go so much I threw it in a subway trash can. That line is actually autobiographical. I threw Exit Ghost in the subway trash can. It was a while ago, so I can't really exactly remember like the plot, but I remember there were these prolonged descriptions of this young woman's sexual love for a very old man. Actually, it's a book that's connected to his other book called Ghostwriter, which I loved. And I thought Ghostwriter was so radical and wonderful, and Exit Ghost was just this kind of masturbatory fantasy of an old man. And I got annoyed and I threw it in the subway trash can.
You could say that Anya has a love-hate relationship with Philip Roth.
He's really, really good. He's also very enviable because he has a kind of freedom that, as a writer, I feel like I don't have, and my character as a writer feels that she doesn't have. You know, for example, when Portnoy, you know, when he's a teenager, he has sex with this liver that his family then cooks for dinner. I absolutely wish that I had the internal freedom, and also that the sort of literary marketplace allowed freedom to women to write the same way about their teenage sexuality. But women are living as writers in a little jail of politeness that Philip Roth never, you know, he was never very polite.
No, Roth was never polite, at least not in his fiction. He wrote about lust and male sexuality, but also about aging and fame and identity and America. And few, if any, have ever done it better.